Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is She, and it is coming up on the new moon in January 2013 by the Gregorian count. And tonight we're going to talk about authentic healing. And as we go through this segment, we will discover how that if we take the time to do this deep healing, this deep authentic healing within self, that it will allow us to truly embody who we are, not only here on this planet, but within the universe. And these are valuable things to discover because it makes the next that much more effortless. So as we go through this segment, if you have any questions, feel free to put them on the chat board. If you're listening live, if you want to email questions in after the fact, you can do so at s@suzannetoro.com. Again, s@suzannetoro.com. And if you want to call in live, the number is 646-200-0069. So let's dive in. Authentic healing. What does this mean? I have come across people from time to time, friends, family, even myself, that we may go in with intention of healing. However, whatever method we choose might provide us some forward progression, and it might keep us in stagnation. So tonight we're going to talk about how to identify if you are in stagnation with the current modality which you've chosen to go through a healing process. We're also going to identify if you've stuffed certain things. Oftentimes what happens, especially if we go through trauma or crisis, to cope in that moment, as we've discussed in the past, you might be in fight or flight. And if we are in that modality of survival, we will need to, in those moments, to stuff our emotions. We can't actually do authentic healing. Now, what happens if we move forward and forget about that little treasure that we packed away, then we will have to face it later on. We don't escape it. And there are just these beautiful layers to healing. And we will ultimately just take off each layer, like peeling back that onion has been the analogy that's used a lot, one by one when we're ready. And we can only handle so much. So even if you try to keep going further and further and further, there's a reason sometimes that we hold on to certain traumas because we're not ready or because we're not supposed to be there yet. So we have to also fall in tune with how the universe flows. So what we're going to talk about is why we want to do this. Well, the reason is that we don't want it to sneak up on us later. So the key here is if you have been through any trauma that you know about and you haven't addressed it one way or the other, you think you can get away with not looking at it, and depending on what your belief system is, you might think, I don't need to look at that. Just put it away. I won't look at it. And sure enough, it will come back. I can make you that say that to you and feel pretty confident in that it will come back to you in some shape or form saying, hey, I need to look at this. The other reason is that the stuff that we push away that we don't authentically look at, then it alters our behavior and the way we live our lives. And ultimately, it can lead to addictions, destructive behavior. It can foster dis-ease. It can foster unhealthy relationships. And this is because inadvertently we aren't even aware that because we didn't heal this, we're actually moving through life not complete, not whole. So that's where it will lead you, if you do this healing, to living a healthier life, a full life, a transparent life, because you become aware, if you really do the healing, when you have some attunement to do, some aligning to do. And then what this does is it allows you truly to be in your flow within work, within family, within your relationship, within this ecosystem, within this world system. It also allows you to actually deliver your gifts, to fully serve in such a beautiful way. So I want you to sit back right now and just think about that. Like, think about the things in your life that you can identify that maybe you haven't healed fully inside or you never addressed. We can have a death occur. We can have a divorce occur. We can have an incident happen in a relationship with family or friends that caused us dis-ease, we can actually have dis-ease and get out of fight or flight and forget that we actually need to heal from the whole trauma of going through the experience. We can have simple things that feel really intense, and sometimes those simple things are past life experiences that need to be addressed. So this is the telltale sign when we don't fully make peace with another lifetime. Again, this would go into a belief system, but I like to point out that in most of Asia, it's commonly accepted that we do not live one incarnation. On a quantum physics level, we can look to that if we want to stay out of theology, is that on a quantum level, energy never dies, so it keeps going. So if you just break us down to our energetic form, that our energy is going to keep going. And whatever memories you bring back from one form to the next, they're going to still be with you. So this is why I get so excited about doing this inner work, loving self, so that you can just sail so much graceful, with so much more grace through the universe. So right now what I'd like you to do is just do a recapitulation of your life as you know it. One, you're going to sit back. We're going to listen to a song. And while you listen to the song, I want more of it just to wash over you, not being so meditative. It's a little bit longer, so we're going to use it twofold, allowing the song to wash over you. And then you're going to think about the things that you know about in this lifetime that might need to be addressed, something that you know overtly, like, hey, I didn't admit this. Like, I remember when my grandfather passed away when I was young, I just pretended that he went on a trip. And then guess what? Like 4 or 5 years later, it hit me, and I had to release all that sorrow. You don't get out of it. So I had to go through that whole process because I waited to address it. Another instance is, for me, I had an incident of rape as a teenager. I diligently worked through that healing process, but there's so many layers to it that you have to work through it step by step. If I decided to stop the healing process when I was a teen, I would have to face it. And it most definitely affected how I dealt with relationship throughout my entire life up until this point. So that's something to think about, what you have addressed and what you haven't. Sometimes we just say, oh, it's fine. But really make sure, do that check-in at the heart. See if you still have an emotional trigger about it, or notice, we'll draw bridges after the song, where you might be triggered in your life right now. So on your list, put down the overt things that you know that might have happened to you in this lifetime or that cause you to react, go into depression, anger, frustration, or act how you would not like to act in your everyday life. And then two, list those things that maybe aren't unexplainable, that you're in a car when someone's driving, you fear for your life. Again, this is pointing to a past life potentially, or an existence with this other person, many things. But just write it down. Don't worry about what it means. And then lastly, just write down something that you just want to release, that you authentically want to be okay with. Do you want to love yourself? Do you want to feel empowered? Do you want to have self-confidence? Do you no longer want to feel abandoned? Check in on that. See what comes in. We're going to segue into a song by Freedom Tribe. It's called Mari. And think about just embracing the sound. Don't worry so much about the words at first while you're putting together your list. Then once you're finished with your list, sit back and enjoy the rest of the song as a meditative experience. Breathe in and out of the heart and just go inward. Just connect with that area that you want to heal, that area that you're ready to release, and allow Freedom's words just to take them out into the universe with each breath. So with that being said, take a deep breath, breathe into that heart center, open up the gateways to the universe, open up the gateway to the center of yourself and that center that balances all of us here in the universe. Then release the breath, then take in another deep breath. And release. Mm.
follow my heart to your door, 10,000 miles or more. I gave you my soul on the canyon floor. Lonely's golden core, you did hear my lion roar. And why can't we own it forever? Distant lands have shown him that real reveals it slowly. The angels throw me to the wind, and I cannot help but see that you and I must set it free. Give some back to paradise that she might let us be like you. You to you to you to me to you, as is you to you to me. I turn days to nights, you are resting with another of you, 2,000 miles and 2 days. And you so brilliantly gentle as the fawn, I can always taste you breathing like an angel on my song. And what holds this mystic bar to truth but for your whispered name in the darkness, till the sun comes bursting through. And we all are blessed like this long 2,000 years. So we rise on high beyond the cross and bathe in Eden's tears with you. And you to you to you to me to you, as is you to you to me. Let it wash my body to the hollowed ground, and then I may sing salvation songs. And do you believe me wrong to wish for more than nothing, and for you to come along? Children of the palace door waiting for you.
Well, now we're back from, that was Freedom Tribe with Mari, and the reason I played that song was one to help you connect and recapitulate with the things that maybe you're ready to look at, open up some of those boxes that we've stored away in our heart and our soul and our entire being, hopefully during that segment you were able to quickly or not so quickly identify some things that you're really ready to let go of and identify some patterns in your life, some things that we keep reliving over and over. The universe is so beautiful that way. We can continue to go circular in space because that's how we're moving, and through that spiral motion, we continue to refine and align with one another until we're ready. The universe is very patient that way to see if we're going to get it. Mm-hmm. So whatever came up in your mind's eye, whatever you thought, whether it was overt or subtle, that you think, gosh, I'd really like to do some authentic healing, as we discussed earlier, what this allows is this allows you to truly feel empowered with self, confident with self, knowing that you can truly serve in every moment, no matter what it is, no matter if you're asked to do something really grandiose, that you'll have the confidence and know that you can do that, or if you're asked to simply just do something simple, that you can do that. You'll have empowerment and confidence and know that that's where you're supposed to be and not have desire to be someplace else, because you'll know this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. So by healing ourselves, we become much more clear as to where we're to be in every moment. We're not as distracted. I've talked about before our intuition center, which is connected to our third eye, which is located on your forehead, which actually links up to the pineal gland. This gland allows us to align with ourselves. People will say that intuition is more the feminine, but actually it's more about being in the center, so that both hemispheres, right and left, are operating properly. They're operating together. They're cohesive. The masculine and feminine energies within us are in balance. When that happens, that pineal gland is much more effective. If we're only looking at something from one vantage or the other, we're not clear. Think about how the politics around the world look. Very slanted views from one side or the other. It's hard to find that middle ground. So you can think about that as you go on this healing journey. So now that you've identified something that you're really wanting to authentically heal, move past, you're tired of letting it shine its face on you, you are ready. So it's time to declare it. So in this moment, if you feel ready, just declare it. Say, I'm ready. I'm ready to move past this. I want to let go. I want to be happy. I want to feel joy. I want to be at peace. Whatever it is, declare what you want. And at the same time, you can declare what you're ready to let go of. I want you to visualize that which you're ready to let go of, that which you're ready to make peace with, that which you're ready to heal. Imagine yourself just releasing that into the earth, into Gaia. Say, I'm ready. I'm ready to fully understand the lesson in this. I'm ready to fully heal. I'm ready to become whole again. And once you've said that, once you've declared that, then that's the time that you will start to prepare for your journey. You'll prepare to move forward. Now, the one little disclaimer I want to say is, when you make that declaration, you might have just made it right now, but I want you to make it off the air, on your own, when you're sitting down and silent and truly in that space. But when you make that declaration, realize that the universe will do this beautiful thing. That which you are ready to make peace with, heal, or know that you have a healing road ahead of you, that the universe is going to assist you. Now, it'll assist you in many ways. Sometimes it'll give you a nice, easy path to walk on. Sometimes, depending on your nature, that path might be a little bit more like cliff jumping. So if you're more of an adventurer, you tend to, walk a little bit on the wanderer's path or the unknown. Just understand that the universe will match what you can handle, will match what you need to learn and heal. And if you're stubborn, it might have to repeat a few things for you. I can attest to that. I can sometimes hang on to certain things, as we all can. If you let go sooner, the more you move forward. So how are you going to prepare for this? Well, first we need to do an evaluation and check-in. So let's say that you've been working on something for a long time now, but you don't feel like you've made progress, or you've made some progress, but feel like there's still a level of stagnation. So if that's the case, if you feel like there is a level of stagnation in your life, in the area of healing, the area of coming into your empowerment, then it's time to evaluate what you've been doing and what you would like to add or shift, omit, and change so that you can move forward. Sometimes we need that change so we can propel forward. That's typically why things happen in our life, whether we want them to or not, because it's time to move past that cycle. So evaluate, think about after this episode what you has been working, what hasn't, and whatever might not have been working, say, okay, you know what, I'm going to try a few different things. I'm going to introduce a couple things. You don't have to go and totally upheaval your entire life, but think about what you can shift. Then from there, we're going to look about that evaluation. Then you need to prepare, meaning that it's pretty clear, like if you've been in unhealthy relationships and you're getting ready to move past that pattern, that if you're in an unhealthy relationship, that that's going to more than likely dissipate. Especially if you know it's just the means to the end of living out this cycle. Say you're also in a work occupation that you know is not healthy for you. More than likely, that's going to shift. So prepare that these things are going to happen, that the bridges will occur, but that it'll be time to maybe start reducing contact with friends and community that are not going to probably align with where you're going. And this is just a natural course. Now, the one beautiful thing about this is that when you start to let go, whether it's of a relationship, of a job, of a situation, whatever it might be, it frees all those people up. Their energy fields get released from you and they can move forward. So that's okay. Just think about doing it in the most graceful way possible. Let people know what's happening if you can. Let them know what you're about to embark on. If you can't, that's okay. Later on down the road, they may ask you, you might have more strength to explain to them. Just allow yourself to flow with it, but just identify at this point that you're going to be reducing contact with the person, places, or things that are not supporting your forward motion. Then what I always recommend is to carve out some time for retreat. Now, if this is something that you know you've been working at for a long time and it still hasn't gone forward, or you don't feel like you've moved past it, really carve out some time for retreat for yourself. And what I mean by that is to go away for the weekend. Stay at home on the weekends by yourself. Take a night by yourself. Spend as much time as possible by yourself. When we spend time with all these other people, listening to people talk all day, tell us about their life, you are not getting any time to reboot. So just take time alone. And we can all, our entire collective society could benefit from this right now. You will actually go through a faster process in that time alone than you will in group, depending how that group would be holding each other. Group community sangha for healing is really powerful. However, that solitude can get you really clear really fast. I recommend spending as much time on the earth in nature. That will assist you in the process really rapidly. The next thing, your little tool that you'll have during this process of authentic healing, is patience and perseverance. So sometimes we get exhausted. I've had that when I've worked with people on one-on-one. They only want to go so far, and then they're done, and that's okay. Remember that, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, that we only will walk through a threshold as far as we're supposed to go in a given moment. And sometimes it's a little bit, and then we have to wait. Sometimes we'll meet someone, and then we have to wait a while before things align. Sometimes a situation presents itself, but it's not matched yet. So understand that if you pull back some layers, you're like, whoa, but you know that maybe there's still a little bit more, that's okay. Just say, wow, I did this, and I can keep moving forward with my life. So the patience and then perseverance. This will also be a great way for you to interact with the concept of non-attachment, meaning that, wow, I get to do this now, and then if all of a sudden all breaks stop, you're like at a plateau, enjoy it. Just be at peace with that. So when we decide to dive into that authentic healing, one of the greatest tools I found, aside from silence in retreat, is to spend less time talking and to witness. So I've talked about this in the past, but it's always a good reminder. We basically actualize our entire existence by thought forms. Those thought forms then lead to words, and those words then lead to action. So if we keep our mind clear, then we're going to be at a healthier, well state. Also, we can tell when we're in dis-ease, we haven't authentically healed something because it pops up in our mind. We're still talking about it in our head. So we have a choice. We can decide, I need to make peace with this. How am I going to make peace with this? Do I need to talk to someone? Do I need to engage the people that participated? What do I need to do to bring the energy level down so it feels like, ah, instead of this turbulence in your mind? So how we can do that is we can do that by witnessing, taking time to just observe, talk less, and listen. Watch. You will be amazed at how many clues you will receive in a given day about what is happening around you, what is occurring. And those clues will help you move through your life and align and heal, transform, release. The next thing is just surrender. Sometimes we are in a space where we decide that we're ready to let go, we're ready to make peace, we just want to feel joy again, and we have to just surrender to the process. So that means just to maybe sit down, reflect, be in a little bit of retreat, and get some clear energy about where you're to go, where you're supposed to go next. Now, this tool, the last tool that I'm going to give you, is something that was just given to me, reminded to me, and I think it's such a beautiful way to describe it, is that we can take every situation that we are faced with and sip it up into our heart. So if we think about the universe is light and dark. There's no way around it. We are going to have shadow and we are going to have light. It's required because the universe could not exist without it. If one side gets more off balance than the other, then we feel this turbulence like we're feeling in our world system right now. It's way off balance on one realm versus the other. And many of us are too afraid to admit that we have authentic healing to do. So therefore, we might pretend we're over here in the light, but really we're tormented in shadow. Hence, we feel very lopsided right now. And the world that is around us right now is showing us all these like very obtuse things. So what we can do is when we're feeling discomfort, dis-ease, we can actually use this technique where that will typically hit you in the solar plexus. So I want you to bring your attention to that stomach region right now. And I want you to imagine feeling a little discomfort right now about whatever you might have on your plate. And just gently call it up if it's not with you right now. I want you to bring that energy into the stomach and then sip it up into your heart. So take a deep breath and feel it being held in the heart, and then just let the heart go and let the breath go. Again, hand on the solar plexus on the stomach, breathe in, and then just release. And now I want you to play with the rest of your body. I want you to imagine where else you might feel any discomfort, if you have a head cold, if you're having tension in your shoulders, if you're feeling tired, if you have too much energy and you need to calm down. Take a connecting moment with wherever that energy is. And I want you to inhale from all parts of your body, from your head, from your lungs. Inhale. Pull that energy, imagine pulling all that energy into your heart, sip it up like nectar, and then release. Again, inhale, Pull all the energy into the heart and release. Again, inhale and release. Beautiful. So continue to breathe in and out. And just see that in any moment when we bring in that breath and we connect to our heart center, what we're doing is we're connecting to the center of the universe, the center of our being. Now, the way for you to check in, if you're cool, like you're calm with everything, you're going to feel centered about everything that happens. Even if you see something horrific coming your way, you're going to be like, wow, that's okay, I can handle that. So that's what this beautiful technique is like, wow, that's coming in, why is that here? How can I witness it? How can I observe it? And you know what? I'm going to try it. I'm going to sip it up like nectar, like it's fuel for my soul, negative or positive. I can convert it. So just think about that as a tool with the breath, breathing in, bringing it into the heart, and then release. Breathing in and release. Again, deep breath in and release. Now, those are some tools for you. One, we'll go over them from the top down. One, are you ready to just declare that you're ready to do this work, this inner work, this healing, this self-love, empowerment? Number two, evaluate what you would like to complete, what you need to finish, what you want to make peace with. Number three, prepare. Meaning that understand that certain things are inevitably going to shift. That which you're still clinging to, knowing that you're going to have to more than likely let go of it. Once you let go of it, anything is possible because all energy fields then are released and they can move forward. If you hold someone in a vision a certain way, they are still entangled with you. So make sure that you make peace with that and really as you go, share with the people that you are having this energetic pool or connection with, because it can help. Even if they don't even understand, it'll help you relax your energy field so you can release them. Or it could be an incident, place, or whatever it is. Take your time. Carve out some time for retreat, silence, meditation, in nature, if possible, as much as possible, physically connecting to the earth. Gaia will help you tremendously through this process without having to do anything. Patience and perseverance, understanding that you're going to pull back some layers, you might reach a plateau, then just move forward. Sometimes when we push, we miss out on other parts of our life that we're supposed to experience that are actually covertly aiding in our healing process. And you'll miss out on all these delicious experiences you could have. Talk less, listen, and watch more. Witness what's happening around you so you can get clues to where you are to do some observation and releasing. Surrender will be your teacher, non-attachment, just surrendering. Don't have a set script on how it's supposed to go. The more you surrender, the more pleasantly you'll be surprised. I live a very serendipitous life, and I'm still like a child every time the serendipity happens. I see something, I know that it's going to happen. When I detach and surrender, then it arrives, and it's like a gift. So remember, when you let go, it's easier to allow the universe to orchestrate the magic for you. The nectar, sip up the nectar, sip up that which you are experiencing, negative or positive. Bring it into the heart center. Again, the heart is connected to the center of the universe, which balances both forces. That heart will help assist you through the process. It takes time. It takes space. So allow it to do so. Breathe in and out. Beautiful. So these are some really basic things. If you've listened to many of my episodes, you might notice that A lot of this is the same. We do the same things for almost anything, and it's true. So what does this mean? It means that we have to commit to ourselves. We have to commit that, you know what, I want to have a quiet mind. You don't get a quiet mind necessarily. It might happen, but you don't necessarily get that really still mind by not meditating. It just doesn't happen. You can talk about it. You can say, oh, I meditate. Oh, I only have time for 5 minutes. It's not going to happen that way. So you have to slow down. So these techniques are meant as a practice. So decide what resonates with you and then jump forward. Now, the other thing we talked about was that possibly you have some support system, some modalities, someone you're working with or several people you're working with. Evaluate that and then find something that's a fit for you. And again, we have steps in our life. Like I mentioned before, we have the serendipity. So the people will show up along the path that you need in every given moment. And sometimes it's time to move to the next so that you can get the next body of information. Just like we're witnessing outside in the world right now, we're getting a new body of information. We're realizing the harm that we've done to each other, to our environment, all of these things. We can spend hours and hours complaining about each other, or we can start to correct it. We can start to correct the behavior. We can start to correct our actions. We can start to correct our words, clear our thoughts, and make better choices for ourselves and others. So this is just a process. That's all it is. And it's your choice in every moment if you want to go there. So what is the result of taking the time to really examine what keeps rearing its ugly head in your life? And the result is that you will feel so much more certain of who you are in any moment. So you might notice little tests up and it's like, oh, is that really what I want? Or, you know what, I'm actually so certain as who I am and that's where I'm supposed to serve. I'm going to go over there and serve, even though it wasn't the picture you would have painted for yourself. So you will become empowered. You will become certain as to where you need to be, and you'll show up, and you'll be able to serve with the gifts that you have within your heart, within the universe, because you'll be aligned with your energetic field. You'll be more transparent with yourself and others. And guess what? You'll get to have authentic relationships. So this healing, you know, if you've had some serious traumas happen to you in your lifetime, there's a reason for that. And the reason may not seem obvious to you in the moment, especially when you're in fight or flight or survival mode. But down the road, you'll notice some things about that situation, no matter how horrific it is, that you can actually rise up bigger than it and overcome most of what happened to you. And then the other pieces that remain are supposed to remain, and those will aid you in your future. From your awareness to your witnessing, we have so many levels of understanding of within ourselves of all these experiences. There's so many possibilities that we can utilize within whatever's happened to us to take those beautiful little crystals in our hands and just imagine ourselves moving forward with these treasures, this wisdom that you can help others with. With that empowerment, which leads me to something I was thinking about earlier today, is that when you actually feel complete, you feel full, you feel that you can actually navigate the road ahead with more grace, the result is that you have a lot more to contribute to society. There are different times down in the Andean culture and the Incan culture where the civilizations operated at a level of consciousness that everyone was just there. They were good. They were whole. Everyone had different roles. People had to deliver food. People had to work in the fields. People had to make shoes, whatever it might be. Everyone did what their talent was. However, they all operated with the same level of awareness or consciousness, we might call it, in this day and age. They vibrated at a level of cohesiveness within their community, within their society. So this is what happens. If I am empowered, if I'm feeling whole and strong, and then everyone within the community is feeling the same way, think about how much more effective we are. Right now, we have more people on a global basis taking pharmacology so they can numb themselves and forget that they need to heal. That anxiety is still going to be there when you stop the pharmacology. So it's a choice in every given moment. Sometimes we have to walk through some pretty, pretty thick stuff to get to the other side of it, but it's worth it because then you will be contributing in such a profound way. Imagine if you're a parent and you finally feel whole again. Think about how much more you have to give to your children. It's profound. So this is something that doesn't stop just in this lifetime. So know these steps that you take, whether they're big or small, will aid you in the next, which I call is the next incarnation, the next energetic form, whatever you want to relate to it as. Whatever it is, you won't have so much luggage to take with you. And you will be stealth. Your energy field will move effortlessly through one dimension to the next. And that is something to be said for. Trust me, the less you have to carry around, the better. I think there used to be a saying, the man that ends up with the most toys and something wins. But I would actually beg to differ. I would say the whoa man or man that ends up with the least wins, because your field will be so aligned with the universe that it'll be effortless for you to take any form that you are destined to take for the next. So what you can do until we meet again, we're going to exit out with a song for you to sit back and just connect with what I've shared and decide, gosh, do I really want to do this? Am I ready? Do I really want to vibrate at a higher level of consciousness, of frequency? We've had a lot of talking about a lot of things that are going on the planet, a lot of talking about where we are as a collective society. Collectively, we're still in a state which is called the age of ignorance. We're entering an age of awareness, of consciousness, a golden age. We are on that bridge into that era. Yet it doesn't circumvent any of us from having to do the work. So what do you say? Let's do it. So as we exit out, we're going to connect with one of my favorite goddesses, Tara. She has 21 emanations. She'll show up in any form for you, from a wrathful deity to protect you, to a peaceful mother to coddle you. She will bestow gifts upon you. She is here to serve all of you. With that being said, take that energy into your heart. Connect with Tara. Connect with the energy of the Cosmic Mother. And until next time, this is she signing out with a deep bow, a full, full heart of love and laughter for all of you, and a lot of gratitude. Namaste.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.